back at it now. I've been gone for a few days, as you know. And so I was not on after President Trump announced his intention to run for president again. He did that at Mar-a-Lago last Tuesday evening. I have not been on the air since, so this is my first chance to dig in and have a conversation about it. Nobody better to do that with than Liz Harrington, spokesperson for the president. Liz, good to have you back.
Hey, good to be with you.
So, all right, why now? Why is the timing now? The reason I ask is some people have questioned the timing because of the election in Georgia that's still up in the air, thought that might distract from that. Donald Trump says, no, now is the time to start the comeback, I think is the way he put it. What do you say?
Really, because there's no time to waste. And President Trump laid it out really well on Tuesday night about where we are as a state of a country. And it's going down a very, very dark path. And we need people to have hope. We need President Trump to go in there and tell everyone exactly where we are and to give people hope about where we can be. I mean, that was the amazing thing about the speech is that he talked about everyone knows, you know, gas is way too high. Groceries are way too high. Crime is way too high. Our border is completely wide open. All these horrible things are going wrong in our country. But they also know that it doesn't have to be this way. And that's what he laid out so well, which is we can be a country of greatness again. And he laid out a national greatness agenda, which people need to be focusing on. We need to talk about. We need to come together. Not as only as a party, but as a country, and do this together and make America great again.
So as I look at, I hate to do this because of the polling failures again in this election cycle. However, in brand new polling, Donald Trump dominates the field of a Harvard-Harris poll that came out on Friday. Ron DeSantis, governor of Florida, runs second, almost 20 points back. And in head-to-head comparisons to Joe Biden, Donald Trump comes out on top. So, I mean, those are encouraging numbers, right?
Right, absolutely. And I think everyone sees that President Trump's clearly the front runner and clearly would be doing an amazing job if he was in the White House. I mean, the comparison couldn't be starker. And he kind of alluded to this in his speech as well. You know, things are really bad, but they're probably going to get even worse. And they might be getting worse. And then by the time 2024 comes along, I mean, imagine what the polls will be. But we can't really look too closely at the polls, as you said.
Yeah, you know.
Because we know that there's going to be a lot of games with the polls. There's going to be a lot of games with them. However, we know President Trump is clearly the front runner. And the American people, they know his leadership. They know what he accomplished. And what he was talking about is not only can we do what we did, a booming economy, the most secure border ever, great trade deals for the American people, rebuilt the military. I mean, the list goes on and on, the judges and the defending of the Constitution. We can do so much more. And that's what this is about. This is really bringing the country together, making this great movement, which is growing by the day. Taking charge. And that's what he said as well. You know, this isn't about me. This is about the country. And it's going to take everyone in this movement to get this done.
Yeah, I don't expect it to be an uncontested primary. I don't think you do either. There's a host of folks that are talking about getting into the race. I don't think any of them, like Asa Hutchinson, I don't take that particularly seriously, and I don't think that Donald Trump would either. And Larry Hogan's of the world and so forth that I don't think would garner 2% of the vote. So is there anybody in the race that, obviously, Ron DeSantis pulls a tremendous amount of support. He's the only one in double digits. The point that I'm getting at is, I don't think anybody wins if Donald Trump and Ron DeSantis get into a furious primary fight back and forth. I think that they both come out damaged. It's better if they could find some common ground. Wouldn't that be what you might think?
Well, he talked about this also. We need a unified party. We really do. And I think it's very clear that President Trump, he is the leader of our party. And it's a party that has expanded has become the party of the working class and a real populist movement. And, I mean, that we need to unify those people, and I think we are, and I think we can. I think that's what we should be focused on. Like we said, I mean, the state of the country, I mean, it's very, very serious, and the time to save the country is now. And so I don't think the petty, you know, back and forth and all of that that the media likes to do.
Oh, they would fuel that.
Focus.
Yeah, they throw logs on that fire. There's no question about it. I guess what I see is a place where Donald Trump or President Trump could unify the country or unify Republicans at this point, at least, would be in Georgia with Herschel Walker. If he could get Governor Kemp, I know there's no love lost there, but if he could get Governor Kemp, Governor Youngkin, Governor DeSantis all on the stage with Herschel Walker, with some other big name conservative Republicans to say, listen, we've got a lot of work to do, and it starts right here in Georgia. Wouldn't that be a terrific way to start to bring people together?
Right. Well, no one supports Herschel more than President Trump. They have a great friendship going back decades, and he supports him 110%. I'll let President Trump make an announcement on whether or not he's going to be going down to Georgia. There's no plans as of now for me to announce anything. However, I think absolutely getting Herschel across the finish line is a top priority. We need him in the Senate. He's a great American. He's a great patriot. And he's going to actually represent the people of Georgia, which they do not have right now.
Right, which is it's a remarkable thing that they don't have a Republican senator from the state of Georgia. To me, I was just in Georgia. And it's remarkable
absolutely
to me,
absurd.
And it's bizarre, frankly, to me. All right, so lay it out for me. Where does the president go from here? If Georgia's to come, we'll hear about that later. But what are his plans over the next month or the next the remainder of this year, for example?
He's going to be talking about this national greatness agenda that he laid out last Tuesday. He's going to be doing the rallies again, I think, starting next year, and he's going to be talking about what we can do to make America great again, and he's going to be out there. I mean, we saw the attacks. They're not going to stop, and he's going to be fighting back 10 times harder, and we saw this ridiculous announcement on Friday night about a special counsel, and absolutely appalling and disgusting to our system of justice, but it's very clear why they have to do this is because they know President Trump. He is their number one political opponent, but he's also the leader of the greatest political movement in American history. So they're going to pull out all the stops to try to stop him.
They want to disqualify him. I mean, that's the point. Yeah, they want to disqualify him any way they can.
Ridiculous.
Yeah, that's the game.
He's going to be ready for it. He's going to be fighting back, and he's going to be giving a voice to the American people.
Liz Harrington, spokesperson for President Donald Trump on the run for president. Well, we'll see how the special counsel thing goes. But that's just a game to disqualify him. And Liz, I'm sure we will talk again soon. Thank you for being here.
Great to be with you.
Always appreciate it. There you have it, Liz Harrington. I don't know how they haven't even named. They haven't even named the special counsel. By the way, in matchups against Kamala Harris, she doesn't beat anybody. Not Trump, not anybody. All right, quick break on the Steve Gruber Show.
Time to go in the huddle.
1, 2, 3, top flight!
DraftKings Sportsbook is an official sports betting partner of the National Football League. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app today and be sure to use the promo code HUGE for a special offer when you sign up. That's code HUGE, H-U-G-E, only at the DraftKings Sportsbook.
The Detroit Lions have won their third consecutive game by beating the New York Giants to the score of 31-18. It was all about Jamal. Jamal Williams with 3 touchdowns on the day. And defensive end Aiden Hutchinson, the number 2 overall pick in the draft back in April, intercepted a pass and recovered a fumble to help set up 14 points in the game. Jared Goff and the Lions offense didn't have a single turnover for the second consecutive game. Michael Badgley added a 24-yard field goal, and Detroit improves to 4-6 on the year, which until last week had not won a road game under second-year head coach Dan Campbell. Now, they've won 2 in a row. Next up for the Lions, they're going to play host to the Buffalo Bills, who actually just played a home game on Sunday against the Cleveland Browns in Ford Field. They'll welcome the Bills back to Ford Field on the annual Thanksgiving Day game on Thursday at 12:30.
Recently, I spent time with a group of young people who were hearing impaired and deaf. This is Johnny Erickson Tata.
and I'd like to pass on some tips on how you can reach out to people who are deaf. First, talk directly to the deaf person and not to the sign language interpreter. Second, if the deaf person speaks and you don't understand, don't pretend that you know what he said. Instead, ask him to repeat his statement or write it down. Third, be careful not to cover your face. Many deaf friends rely partially on lip reading in order to understand what you're saying. Also, don't talk too fast. Be patient, even if it takes a while to converse. And lastly, don't yell. Sometimes people even yell at those of us in wheelchairs, and that can be embarrassing. But most importantly, don't back away. Don't be shy. These are just some deaf etiquette tips for you, and there's more at disabilitycampaign.org.